This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
We're done. This is it. But you guys, it's so fun to play our last show in front of seven people. I thought we'd made it a little bit more of an impact, you know what I mean, over the years.
That's drummer Dave King with the Bad Plus, laughing with the very intimate audience in this KNKX studio session from 2019. He was joking about the end of the band back then, but in fact, the Bad Plus has just announced their final tour as a band this year. In this visit to Seattle, they were keeping it together. 18 years after their formation, the trio was welcoming a new pianist, Oren Evans. That's Hurricane Birds from the Bad Plus at KNKX in 2019, written by their bassist Reed Anderson. The Minneapolis-born trio had developed a devoted following with pianist Ethan Iverson, playing a piano-driven, highly improvisational mix of jazz, classical, and the avant-garde. When Iverson decided to leave in 2017, Anderson reconnected with his old friend from Philadelphia.
We love Oren and we love his playing and thought he'd just be the right guy. He was the only right guy, really. We didn't consider anybody else.
Drummer Dave King was thrilled with their new pianist, calling him a limitless, non-judgmental, creative musician rooted in all the different traditions of the music. Also, he's a nice guy.
One minute it could be a minimalist thing, one minute it can be jazz, one minute it can be pointillist avant-garde music. Well, it just doesn't, there's no agenda and filtering it to one or the other. It's just, we're just playing music together, and I think that fits really nicely with Reed and I. And also his personality is very, he's a very affable gentleman.
That's Beaufadam from the Bad Plus at KNKX, a song by their then new pianist Oren Evans. The trio's first concert with Evans a few months earlier was a highly anticipated event recorded for NPR's Jazz Night in America. Fans wondered how different the Bad Plus would sound with the new guy, and Evans knew the pressure was on.
The first one was definitely an intimidating experience, because not only was it the first gig, it was the first gig recorded live for NPR. It was just so much going on that first gig. So
right.
I know I was there, but I can't tell you much about it.
The Bad Plus had already recorded an album with Evans before that first concert together. It's called Never Stop 2, a sequel in name to an album with the original trio. King explained that they wanted to double down on that Never Stop proclamation as they moved forward, recording and performing live with their new bandmate.
The record is, I think, humbly a very, very strong document about the intuition that Reed initially had about bringing in Oren, and then me, you know, making that connection with Oren right away. So I think the shows just flowed from there, but that first one is always like, oh God, starting over at this age, you know what I mean?
That's Lean in the Archway in the KNKX studios. After a second album with Evans, the Bad Plus made a major change. Piano was out, replaced by guitar and saxophone for a dramatically different sound. After two albums as a quartet and 27 years as the Bad Plus, Anderson and King are bringing this chapter of their musical lives to a close with a final tour in 2026. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.